And the shepherds went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, as we celebrate this night the birth of the truth that saves, may the words of my mouth and the meditations and hopes of each of our hearts be offered humbly and lovingly. Amen. When you really think about it, every baby is a blessing, and every baby is an intrusion. I well remember when our first child was born. I remember staring in her crib with amazement that one so small, so tiny and fragile, was capable of both such a feeling of being blessed and was utterly disrupting and turning our lives upside down. And the child whose birth we celebrate this night, the one who smuggles God's love into the world, Jesus is both blessing and disruption. And we know this. We know this from the story that we've been reading this night. The Christ child was not received as good news by everyone. I mean, I know. We just heard the angels, they disrupted the heavens and sang of his birth as joyous news. But the shepherds, at first, they're filled with fear. And King Herod, despite all the soldiers guarding him up at the palace, was also afraid. Afraid because rulers of every age see the birth of Christ's love and justice as a threat to their empire. And we have to imagine that Joseph, still only betrothed to Mary, must have been wondering silently, how will we make the ends meet? How will we weather the scandal? I mean, he must have been feeling both blessed and troubled. But I know, not us, and not this night, at least. Over 1,000 of us will gather in this church tonight, and hundreds of millions around the world, to welcome and embrace the miracle of God's love made flesh. And so tonight we sing, come, let us adore him, and eventually joy to the world. But I want you to consider something. There's also a counter miracle occurring as well. As we joyfully receive the gift of the Christ child, the child is, in a way, receiving us as well. In the birth of Jesus, because we cannot really go to God, God comes to us. God reaches down to us before we ever reach up to God. So God takes on this human form, a human form so that you and I might glimpse God's divinity in the world around us. I mean, think about it. Without the birth that we celebrate this night, many of us might find God incomprehensible and distant. But in Christ's birth, God becomes legible to each and every one of us. One pastor wrote, it's almost as if God says to us tonight, I come all the way to where you are, to remind you that you are loved just the way you are. God says this night, I love the world so much to become one of you. I love you to death. this night, this birth, makes us whole. Because tonight we glimpse for a moment and understand that Jesus' birth gives God's love a face in the rhythm and pattern of our everyday lives. Love, hope, justice found in the mundane, everyday details of this story. A child born to a weary refugee couple. Born in a dismal barn. And the child, wrapped in a worn, donated blanket. These everyday details all point to God's desire to be found among us. This night reminds us that God desires to comfort the grieving, to love the lonely, and to heal whatever is broken in your heart. Many years ago, I told you of a little boy who had worked for days in his second grade classroom to finish his mom's Christmas present. It was basically a piece of clay kind of crudely molded into a dish. The little boy imagined that it might hold candy, the candy that he really liked. And the class started working on their gifts like the week after Thanksgiving, and they were going to need a couple of art periods. The art teacher didn't come every day. And they would need at least a week for this clay to dry. Then it could be painted. He chose red and green. Christmas colors, right? His teacher suggested that, well, maybe he could add like some candy canes to make it more decorative. And he said, no. He liked the red walls. He liked the green bottom. And Christmas break arrived, and all the children took their handcrafted Christmas presents home. And the school bus unloaded the kids at the corner, and the boy ran down the five houses to his own home, and he ran. He ran with the energy and speed that only a 10-year-old child who doesn't have to go to school for 2 weeks can muster. And as he turned up the driveway, his foot slipped on the ice, and you know what happened, right? There in the driveway, in more pieces than could be counted, was the precious gift. And he cried. His mom, who always looked out the window about the time the bus would drop off the students, saw the whole sad scene unfold. She put on her coat, went outside to help pick up both the literal and emotional pieces. And that night, after her son had gone to bed, she painstakingly glued the world back together. That night, she made the broken whole. That's what God does with our hearts and our world this night. The miracle of this night is not found in the soaring angels or the exotic kings. The miracle of this night is that there is no place too ordinary, no life too troubled, no heart too hurting that God cannot heal. One friend once wrote that there are all kinds of things wrong with the way we celebrate Christmas. We eat too much. We spend too much. Maybe we make it too sentimental, or maybe we worry too much. But those excesses can never douse the holy instincts that underlie all of them. I mean, we really are hungry. Spend too much? We really do want to give and receive. We really do want to feel deeply, live peaceably, sleep soundly, and rise renewed. God is in the midst of all of our missteps and all of our good intentions, because after all, this night, reminds us that God is still finding ways in which to be born anew in our hearts and in our world. Which means the miracle of this night doesn't happen in far-off Bethlehem. It doesn't even happen in the poinsettia-bedecked beauty of this sanctuary. But the miracle this night occurs in the birth of hope. The miracle this night occurs in the birth of the healing power of God's love in your heart. That is the gift of this night. And may it be so for you and yours. And, of course, friends, have a blessed and a very Merry Christmas. Amen. Thank you.